Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
And we want to hear what you think about Murder Monday as you're listening along. Make sure you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Use the hashtag Murder Monday.
Kay says, never been this freaked out getting gas. Jessica said, oh my God, why do we have to break for music? I need to know what happens next. Shannon said, stop taking breaks. I got to get into work. Need to know the ending. Vicky said, when you want to know what happens, so you're sitting in your car listening, but y'all keep cutting it, and I have a final in 10 minutes.
Drop out.
Cheyenne said, being late to work for hashtag Murder Monday, great way to start the week. Yes, it is. You can see all the crime scene photos. Trust me, they're a little disturbing, but you can see those at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
And if for some reason you do miss this, like, you're already going to be late to work, so just be later, skip the test. You can go to RadioNowIndy.com, click on the Joe and Alex Show, and we have our podcast section, which has everything, including Murder Monday and this part three right now.
Of the Cheshire Murders.
Ashley Flowers, what's going on?
All right, so they have killed Mrs. Pettit, and they have sexually assaulted her. Josh has sexually assaulted Michaela. The girls are still alive but tied up upstairs. And Josh sees someone in the trees watching them. And as they're trying to decide, you know, who this person is, what this person wants, and if they saw everything that happened, they hear something from the basement. And all of a sudden, they look out the other window, and Mr. Pettit, who they thought was dead, is running out from the cellar doors.
Get out, man!
To the neighbor's house. And so they are like, ooh. Oh, crap, it's over.
Wait, how is he still alive? If you forgot this earlier in Murder Monday, they beat the crap out of him with a bat, like,
and tied him up in the basement. And you can see a picture of where he was tied up, Instagram at Joan Alex Show.
Wow,
he
okay.
lost 7 pints of blood.
What a boss.
An obscene amount of
how
blood.
How do you live? How do you even live with
well,
that much blood
Well, he's a doctor,
loss?
So he probably knew how to at least help himself a little
he
bit.
He was totally tied up. I mean, when he's running, his arms are tied. He wasn't even able to help himself. Like, it is just a miracle that
Whoa.
He was alive. So he's running to the neighbors. These two men know that he's going to call the cops if the cops haven't been called already.
Yeah.
Who the heck cares who this person in the woods is at this point? What they decide is the only way for them to get away, and they think to get away with it, is to get rid of all of the evidence and everyone in the house. So,
which includes the two young girls upstairs tied up in their beds.
Right. The original plan, they say, was they were going to put the family, remember, outside and burn mm-hmm. the house down to get rid of evidence. Now, what Stephen does is he takes these gas cans that he filled up earlier in the day, and he goes upstairs to where the girls are, and he douses them in gasoline. And each one in their bedroom, and he makes a trail all the way downstairs and through the hall to where their mother is, and she's already dead, douses her body in gasoline. And then he takes a match, throws it on her body, and then they run out of the house, and the house is engulfed in flames. The two men take...
That teenage dog... The girls are alive. They're burning alive.
The girls are still alive. They take the family car and attempt to make a getaway. And as they're driving down the street, they physically ram their car into a cop car. And what they didn't realize is that person in the bushes was a cop. And
what the heck was he doing standing out there and not going in?
The cops had basically made a perimeter around the house and surrounded it, but they were just observing or trying to assess the situation. And so all of a sudden, when they see the house is on fire and the guys have fled, everyone surrounds the house, but it is totally engulfed in flames. And the cops said that they could actually hear the girls screaming through the flames while the house was burning down.
And this just happened 10 years ago in 2007, almost 11 years ago now.
Right. So they actually end up arresting the men. The dad is over next door neighbors. He gets some help, but the house burns so quickly that the police aren't even able to get firemen on the scene or get anyone in the house to save them. And the girls actually burned alive. And it's so sad because the oldest girl, Haley, you can see this pattern in the crime scene where she was burning so hot that her ties actually came loose. And she got up out of bed and tried to run away. And she ran down the hall. But you can see where she actually fell down face first. And she ended up dying in front of the stairs and burned alive. And there's a ton of controversy around this because that's what everyone says is the police. But from the time that they called
the police were notified while Jennifer was in the bank.
Right. So it was about almost an hour before they ended up, like, the guys left the house and stuff. And so the whole time, the police knew what car they were in, knew what guy this was. They were just, you know, air quotes, assessing the situation.
It is so infuriating that the police did not bust in and get those guys because they could have stopped it before they lit the fire or sexually assaulted Michaela for sure.
But they didn't. Okay, I agree with you. That sucks, and I'm angry too, but if you're the cops, you don't know all that's going on. You don't know they're raping this girl and the mom and all that.
Well, you just need to watch. There's an entire documentary about these murders. There's a lot more details and background on the criminals and those two guys on HBO. It's just like called The Cheshire Murders or whatever. But I can actually tweet out a link. You can watch it for free on YouTube if you don't have HBO Go. But it is so fascinating. And they talk a lot about what they think are a lot of mistakes that the police made. Mm-hmm. In this case.
And it's not, I mean, it goes even back before this happened. Like, really, these guys were such career criminals. They don't even know how they got let out. They really both should have had life sentences for the stuff they had done before. And so the fact that they had just gotten released shortly before this happened, and then, yes, like, the fact that she had called police, they had a warning. They had a police officer near the bank who could have followed them even home.
Absolutely.
Or pulled over and stopped the car.
Yeah. Why weren't they pulled over driving on their way home after the police were notified? So many things.
Bill survived, and, you know, he says he doesn't believe the police. He thinks everyone did the best they can. He's like, you know, when you're in the situation, no one knows what the right thing to do is. If they would have, you know, busted in and then everyone would have died, would we have blamed them for busting in? It's so many questions.
Yeah.
But
and he's remarried now, has a son. Yeah. At least I know he definitely has a son. Does he have more than that?
I think just a son.
Yeah. So he's remarried now and had a baby boy, but his wife and two daughters died.
Does anybody know? And I know you're going to get mad at me for asking this question, but I'm almost being the conspiracy theory guy as we wrap up Murder Monday today. Did he have a life insurance policy on his wife and daughters?
He didn't set it up. He's totally innocent.
You didn't answer my question. You just said that he's innocent.
I mean, I don't know. Probably.
I don't want to be that. Like, I hate to be that skeptical person, but 10 years later, I'm wondering, I just don't understand how this man survived.
It's just a miracle.
Miracle.
You have to watch the documentary. I'm going to tweet it out at Joe and Alex Show. All the crime scene photos. You can see the girls' burned beds and all that stuff and the ropes and all that singed at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook Radio Now 100.9.
Ashley Flowers of Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much.
Back next week.
All right, cool. You know where to go. RadioNowIndy.com if you missed any of Murder Monday.